Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. ...8:53, Friday morning here on KSJE. You're listening to the Scott Micklin Morning Program. Good morning, everyone, and good morning to our viewers watching live this morning on Facebook and YouTube. It is time to check in with the one and only Wally D from Wally D Sports, and he can fill us in on what's going on in the prep sports world this week. Wally, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Scott?
I am well. Thanks for joining us. I bet it's been a busy week for you this week. Am I right?
Well, actually, this week it's still busy, but
right?
High school sports are finished up last week with the state tournament, but I'm already gearing up for next year.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. So tell us how things ended then, if we weren't paying attention.
Well, of course, as you mentioned, it was just crazy last week. State tournament quarterfinals started on Thursday. And, of course, we had several teams in that looked really good. You know, hopefully we'd see them on Saturday. We had Piedra Vista baseball, Farmington baseball, both PV softball and Farmington softball. And then you also had Aztec softball and baseball in the state tournament. And actually our teams couldn't get past Friday. But some of our teams showed really well. Piedra Vista won their first game on Thursday and then lost on Friday by 1 point. And, you know, they showed really well in state, did a great job. Farmington also, they didn't get past Thursday night. They lost a heartbreaker on Thursday night by 1 point. So, you know, our baseball teams did really well. Aztec had a really tough go in baseball on Thursday, as Academy had no problem with them. But for the most part, baseball was really good.
Right. Well, that's good. And but still, local teams didn't get to the very end, huh?
No, they didn't. And of course, softball was the same way. And the team that was really impressive in softball was Farmington. They were a 12 seed, and they lost their first game by 1 point. And actually it was 1-0. It was a great game. And so they had to fight their way through the losers bracket, and you have to get to the championship, you have to win 6 games to get back to the championship in softball.
Ouch.
And they were upsetting teams and just doing really good and got within 1 game of making it to the championship. So Farmington softball just really impressive of how they came back and, you know, being such a low seed and beating a lot of big teams.
Right. Right. Well, interesting. And so that wraps up the spring sports season. And you mentioned you were starting to work on next year. And so what does all that entail? Are there any movements in the divisions, I guess, or in the category of the schools?
Well,
or what does that mean?
Basically, we put a lot into the football season, which starts in August. And I mean, just as soon as baseball is over, I start working on the schedules and, you know, and all the good budgets that we have to deal with in business and so forth to, you know, figure out how much traveling we're going to do, because we travel with the teams, or, you know, we
right.
go out of town and do their games out of town. And so I have to figure that all in and figure out what we have to come up with to make sure we get these games covered. And then this year, my company added to my plate. They gave me the Colorado stations to deal with high school sports. So that's new on my list this year.
Okay. So you'll be you'd probably be doing a lot more traveling, is what you're telling us, I think.
Yeah, probably so. Just a little bit of traveling to Cortez, Durango, Bayfield, and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, pretty exciting, though. But football is kind of one of my favorite time of the year. And that's, you know, as I said, I have to prepare 2 or 3 months ahead for it, because it's just such a, you know, putting on several games on Friday night is a big feat.
No kidding. That's for sure. And a lot of folks may not realize, Wally, that you have also done some officiating as well. Is that still something you'll be doing in the fall?
I don't do that anymore.
Okay, but used to.
I used to.
I'm not completely wrong.
But I'm okay. Still involved with the basketball officials. And,
right.
And you mentioned that. This year I will, you know, we're always looking for basketball officials. I'm head of the basketball officials in the Northwest region. And so what I do is I assign for 25 high schools, I assign the officials to their games during the basketball season. And
okay.
So on June 22nd in Gallup, 22nd and 23rd, I'm putting on actually 21st, 22nd, putting on a referees basketball clinic in Gallup to teach officials and try to help officials get better. So sports is never ending for me.
It doesn't sound like it, but I'm not surprised because I know you live, breathe, and eat it. So I'm not surprised at all. And all the schools, though, stay in their divisions, right, in their classifications. Is that for the next school year? Is that true?
Yes, it does not change. It's
okay.
It's a 2-year run is what they do, and then they'll look at it. They'll look at it this next year and see how the schools, as far as their numbers and everything go. And so it'll be, you know, it'll be another year if they make any changes. It may not change at all, but we could see some schools that get moved up and down just depending on the attendance.
Right. And is there any school, I'll ask you to go out on a limb here, any school that you think is in the wrong classification, or are they all where they need to be? I know they're all based on enrollments and size and things like that. So is everybody pretty evenly matched up in those classifications?
Well, I think it's always tough for Farmington and PV because, you know, of course, they were the bigger schools at one time in their classification. Now, with them being in the Albuquerque schools, they're the smallest schools. I mean, they're going, you know, they have 1,200. They're going up against Albuquerque schools that have 3,000 students, 300,000 students. So it's just a big difference. But you know what? They've competed well for the most part in a lot of the sports. And it's just made them really step up to the plate. And I think they're doing really good as far as that goes. And then as far as 4A classifications, it's pretty well rounded. I think it's set pretty well with, you know, Aztec, Bloomfield, and Kirtland, and Shiprock, and then just their mix with the other schools.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear you say that. That's great. Well, Wally, I appreciate you being with us during the season, and I think this means we'll give you the summer off. Is that, would that work for you?
I think so, and we'll get things rolling back in August.
All right. We'll track you down, and we appreciate your time very much. I know some nights it's been kind of a short night for you when you've been traveling back from a game late on Thursday to talk to me Friday morning, so I appreciate it very much.
All right. Well, thank you for the time, Scott. Really appreciate it.
All right. You are welcome. That's Wally D. from Wally D. Sports, my guest here on KSJE as we talk about prep sports. And with that, everyone, enjoy your summer, everyone. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. And again, do give thanks to folks who gave their all as we celebrate them this Memorial Day. That is what the holiday is all about. And do spend some time getting outside. It looks like it's going to be a decent weekend as well. So we hope you'll be able to do that for the Memorial Day weekend as well here from KSJE. Thanks for listening and watching, everyone. Have a great weekend. I'm Scott Micklin. This is KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.